Tomorrow, of course, is July 4th, which means another edition of the nation's oldest continuously celebrated Independence Day parade. It's in Bristol, Rhode Island. Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay, who lives in Bristol, joins us for a chat about this very historic celebration. Welcome, Scott.
Great to be here, Dave.
First of all, how did Bristol become the town that has kept the July 4th parade tradition longer than any other community in the U.S.?
Well, Bristol, as you know, is one of the oldest communities in the nation. It's a 17th century town, a port, part of colonial trade. And what really happens in Bristol is that every generation used to be all Protestant Yankees, if you look at the list of chief marshals who lead the parade, and then immigrants, various waves of immigrants, Italians, you see Irish names, and now most of the grand marshals are Portuguese American. So it's always been something that's been part of Bristol, handed down from generation to generation.
And now women's names.
Yes, the last 2 years, interesting, women have shattered the glass ceiling that was once all male, chief marshal to lead the parade. And as is the same with the men, the women who have been chosen have been people with deep roots in the community. This year, Kathleen Bazinet, former member of the Town Planning Commission, former town council member, big advocate for affordable housing. So she's the kind of person that they've chosen. Last year, two sisters were chosen. They run a popular appliance store in town.
Now, Scott, the many, many thousands who flock to this East Bay harborside community know Bristol's 4th as a parade celebration in the town itself, kind of old home week. Tell us about that.
That's the week where Bristol high school classes have their reunions, where you see people coming from all over the globe to return to family reunions and dinners. And it's not unusual to see people who haven't seen each other in years just throwing their arms around each other and hugging in the streets of Bristol.
Some other traditions better connected with Bristol.
Well, some of the traditions are going to be played again tomorrow. For instance, the cannon will boom on the town common at about 6 a.m., followed by the church bells ringing in all of the churches in Bristol. You can't camp overnight. You can't put your blankets out in Bristol to watch the parade before 5 a.m. And this is a tradition that has always been enforced in Bristol and something they take pride in. Parking, park as catch can. It's very difficult to find a parking space. The first one you get, you take.
Anything new about the parade this year?
The one interesting thing this year is you can take the Newport to Providence Ferry. It's going to make a stop in Bristol just for the parade. And if you want to do that, you need RideTheBayRI.com and probably make yourself a reservation.
You can get on that at India Point Park in Providence.
That's exactly where you get it.
Bristol's colonial fortunes were made from the Atlantic slave trade, and that more and more is coming out into the open, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. A lot of members of the family, the descendants of the DeWolf family, which were big slave traders, have questioned their heritage, and they've put out a book and a film called Traces of the Trade that tries to come to grips with their forefathers' slave trading, and it's been pretty interesting. I just think that Bristol is the perfect place to celebrate the 4th of July in all of its complexity. And it shows us that the country hasn't always lived up to the ideals that we profess to believe in on July 4th.
Okay, Bristol resident and Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay previewing the big Bristol 4th of July celebration. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.